And many individuals that understand the Quran, they know the Quran to be a true book. However, they allow this world to distract them. And the Quran says they are recognizing the Quran just as they are recognizing their own children. However, the deception of this world is taking them away from that which is right and that which is good. So we recognize the Quran like the way we recognize our children. We cannot let now our children and the world that is around us distract us from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes for us to follow at all times. A simple example of this comes through the works of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ibrahim alayhi salam had a father, as we know, and his name was Azar. And Azar took towards the making and assisting individuals to worship idols. And Ibrahim alayhi salam began reflecting. And the Quran says he began looking at various things. He looked at the skies, he looked at the earth, he looked at the stars, he looked at the moon. And as he reflected upon all these things, he realized that there was something behind all this. And naturally in the end he said, Inni wajjahtu wajhiya lilladhi fatara as-samawat wal arda hanifa wa ma ana minal mushrikeen. That means behind all this there is an Allah. And I'm going to submit myself entirely to this given Allah, because in the end it is this Allah that is the maker of the sun, the stars, the moon, the earth, whatever that may exist out there. And this is something we also should have firm belief in. We cannot let our houses distract us, our families distract us, our cars distract us, our occupation distract us. Everything and anything we do, we have to ask ourselves, what does my Allah demand of me in this given situation? So much so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, for example, talks about many, many different prophets. He talks about Ishaq alayhi salam, Yaqub alayhi salam, Nuh alayhi salam, Dawood alayhi salam, Sulaiman alayhi salam, Ayyub alayhi salam, Yusuf alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, Harun alayhi salam. He carries on. Zakaria alayhi salam, Yahya alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, Ilyas alayhi salam. Allah says, كُلٌّ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ وَكَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُحْسِنِينَ كُلٌّ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ وَكُلٌّ فَضَّلَ لِلْعَالَمِينَ regarding Ismail, Yasa'a, Yunus, Waluta, and it goes on. After Allah mentions all these prophets' names, what does He say? He says the following, وَلَوْ أَشْرَكُوا لَحَبِطَ عَنْهُمْ وَلَوْ أَشْرَكُوا لَحَبِطَ عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. That understand full well, I'm taking you the best of individuals. I'm counting you as the best of people. I'm giving you fadilat. Allah is mentioning approximately 19 prophets' names. And thereafter He says the following, if you commit shirk for 1 second, for an iota of a moment, understand, you will wipe out every good deed you have done. If Allah is telling this to prophets, that I love you, I'm giving you everything in as far as virtue is concerned, but by mistake even, you have to deviate, I will wipe out everything. My brothers and sisters, you and I are not prophets. There is a reality we have to deal with. So can we imagine the amount of sins we are going through? That is why in this month, we have to make istighfar, we have to give ourselves more and more to Allah, and say to our Allah, that along the way, I may have worshipped something wrong, along the way I may have said something wrong, along the way I may have done something wrong. Oh Allah, I beg you for your pardon. If Allah is willing to wipe away prophets, of course they are prophets, inshallah, that will never ever happen. If they are going to be wiped away for wrongs that they have done like that of shirk, then what chance do you and I have on that given pathway? So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us and understand the value of the oneness of Allah. Help us in understanding that Allah is the one that must be worshipped, and He must be worshipped in the manner in which He wants for us to always worship. A few more ayah, as the brother read in front, and this is something that we again take a lot of lesson from. Amongst them is the following. If any individual, man ja'a bil hasana, falahu ashru amthaliha. Allah is saying, if you did just one good deed, I will give you, of course, from other places we learn here, it says, I'll give you 10 of its likeness. With one good deed, I will give you 10 extra rewards for that. However, وَمَنْ جَاءَ بِالسَّيِّئَةِ فَلَا يُجْزَى إِلَّا مِثْلَهَا وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. But if you did wrong by any chance, I'm not going to give you 10 wrongs or 10 punishment for that one wrong. The one wrong you did, then you'll be punished one wrong for that. In other words, Allah is giving us encouragement. That is why, for example, if 10 years you lived a sinful life, all you have to do now is for 1 year live a good life. So 5 years if you did wrong, you put that aside, that 5 years, and you live, for example, you do the math on that, another 5 years to do good. For that 5 years now you've done good, you get 50 years of reward. So this is the system of Allah. It is very encouraging, it is very motivating. And especially if you do it in this month, for example, in this month, if you do good, then the reward will not just be 10, it will be beyond 10. In some cases it will be 27, in other cases it will be adha'af and kathira, even beyond that. So my brothers and sisters in Islam, this is the month we can use to motivate us and motivate ourselves by increasing the good deeds that we have access towards, as Allah says. And we must say the following, and this is something we must teach our children. Qul, Allah says, say the following. What must you say? Inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen. And we must believe in this, that my salah, my prayers, my good actions, wa nusuki, my sacrifice, whether it's coming to the masjid, whether it's the Eid al-Adha sacrifice, whether it's my wealth, whether it's my advice, wa mahyaya wa mamati, my entire existence, even my death, lillahi rabbil alameen, is entirely for Allah. If we make this ayah a reality in our lives, that means my prayers, my action, my good deeds, my sacrifice, my living, my passing away is for Allah and Allah alone. Then understand full well, my brothers and sisters in Islam, then nothing will pull us down, nothing will inshallah hurt us, and will remain strong in every part of our life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us and guide us at all times. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.